You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Coming your way on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. Thank you very much for joining us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Andrew on the other side of the glass here today on a Thursday. We got a good show coming up for you. Yesterday was our first visit with Mark Ironside. Today is our first visit with the coach, Kevin Lehman, as it'll be our Off the Glass segment coming up. And really looking forward to not only talking college hoops, but also a big thanks in talking with Kevin and with the help of his brother, Chris Shooter Lehman, with Edge Realty Group in Iowa City, our sponsor for our Off the Glass segment. So we will talk with Kevin, courtesy of Chris. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. We'll look back at last night's Iowa women's game, the Iowa State women in action tonight. We'll have that game for you coming up right after Spencer on Sports at 6 o'clock. Iowa State hosting St. Thomas out of Minnesota tonight at James A. Chilton Coliseum in Ames. A good Thursday night football game to kick off a terrific slate of NFL action over the weekend. We'll get to all that here and more. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you at all times. 319-366-1600. And also the phone line. If you'd like to pick up the phone, say hi to Andrew. 319-366-1600. Here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And always, if you miss any of our shows, you can go back and listen to them at your convenience and at your leisure, or as some people say, leisure. And you can do that by going to kgymradio.com, Apple, or Spotify. Andrew, how are you? Good to see you. And you were busy working there, so I didn't want to bother you
right
in there, but wanted to say hi.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. You look very you look dressed for mid-November, so
yeah. I have had to be outside for a while because one of our station vehicles, unfortunately, right now, does not want to start.
What?
Yep.
I saw the hood up.
Yeah, we need it for an event on Monday, and they moved it in the parking lot to get it to where it's currently sitting, and then when I went to move it back, it wouldn't start.
Is that duties as assigned?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Very good. Very good. Mark Dukes back on the back porch in the southwest side today. How you doing?
Doing good, Scott. Good afternoon, man, and everyone out there. And kind of a gloomy day here in eastern Iowa, but hopefully we can be maybe a bright spot for the next hour.
Yeah. Mark and I, by the way, will not do you any good, Andrew.
Oh, with jumping the vehicle?
Oh, yeah. We're trying to get it going? No. We got a guy.
Yeah, no, at this point, we're going to have to, like, wait for, like, Ben or somebody tomorrow to mess with it, because I don't know if it's going to even work for what we're doing at the moment.
Mark, you and I are both, my father is terrific at fixing things like that, and I should have paid much more attention than I did. I know what's wrong. I can kind of determine what is wrong, but fixing it, that's a whole different thing. I can't do it. I got a guy.
I'm with you. I'd be willing to bet there's a woman in the building that could probably figure it out.
Probably.
I've talked to the CEO, and she's the one who's helped me put what's on the vehicle currently there. So if we can't get it figured out, we definitely need somebody else to help.
Help's on the way. Oh, man. And the Iowa women last night, Mark, terrific performance. Jumped out big, 20-point lead in the first quarter. It's early in the year. We are not sure how good the Toledo Rockets are, but tell you what, the Iowa women, another terrific performance last night to remain undefeated on the year at Carver-Hawkeye, and Jan Jensen and the crew keep on rolling, at least early in the season.
Yeah, I was impressed. Toledo's kind of in rebuilding mode after winning that conference a couple, three times in a row. But nevertheless, I came away with it as this is a very well-balanced team, a different team than when you had Clark and Martin and Marshall and that whole group. But it is a different team, some holdovers. But again, I think it's just a well-balanced team that can get it done from the outside, can penetrate, can utilize the post position. A lot of different aspects. The Big Ten is going to be tough. Southern Cal won 124-39 the other night. So this is what non-conference games mean. Lopsided scores, but I think everybody feels pretty good about this women's team right now.
We're going to get to that. You mentioned lopsided scores, and we're going to get to that. I read something today that, it made me want to grab my, grab the soapbox and give a statement. But I'm not going to do it right now. We're on the Iowa women's talk at the moment. But very balanced scoring with a total of five and double figures last night for Iowa. Taylor McCabe from three was terrific. Had all four of Iowa's three-pointers last night. Luckily for the Hawks, didn't shoot a whole lot, didn't need to shoot a whole lot. They took it inside quite a bit. Another very good performance by the bigs, Addie O'Grady with 10. Ava Hayden looked good at times in the ball game last night. Hannah Stolke was leading the way with 15. Lucy Olson, 14. A Folter, 13. And Hawks looked good last night.
Yeah, and I don't think we've even really scratched the surface of what Lucy Olson can do from an offensive standpoint because it's been so balanced. And Olson can clearly be the leader and the spark plug of this team, or she can go off for a bunch of points. She was third in the nation in scoring last year, very capable scorer. And she actually has a jump shot.
Yeah.
Her shot is a jump shot. I like that. A lot of set shots, and that's fine. But she's a very talented girl, but it's a really good mixture of upperclassmen like her and Stolke and Affolter and Feuerbach and others. And then these freshmen, I think, have a lot of promise and just need time.
Yeah, Milani was good coming off the bench again in her just about 15 minutes of play. Hayden, we mentioned. Callie Levine got in about 6.5 minutes last night. Did not score in the ball game, but still, you got to get some experience, and that's what the freshmen are getting. I guess that is the best part about playing a game last night. As such, it's not going to be one that you hope is going to go down to the wire, and it did not go down to the wire. But those games, you just got to go out. You got to take by the throat and take care of business early. Don't give anyone a sniff that they can hang around with you.
Yeah, and I think you could tell with Jan Jensen on the sideline, she was very, very laid back, very encouraging to her players. I think she just doing a lot of observing last night, different combinations and what works, what doesn't work, what needs to be worked on. And that's what this time of year is for.
What'd you think? 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on the women's game last night, Hawkeyes with a big win over Toledo at Carver Hawkeye Arena. They win at 94-57, had an 18-point lead after the first quarter. And the defense was very good. Again, it's, as you mentioned, it's a Toledo team that is in a rebuilding mode a little bit. Did win their first game. I went out 3-0. The competition is going to get tougher for the Iowa women. Let's just put it that way. And that will get tougher very, very quickly. The Iowa State women in action tonight, thanks to Lisa Nolan Realtor, as the presenting sponsor of Cyclone Women's Basketball. Iowa State in action this evening as the Cyclones will take on the St. Thomas team out of Minnesota. By the way, the Iowa women next in action. You talk about things getting tougher. That's Sunday afternoon, Mark, at the Knapp Center taking on Drake before they meet up at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls next Wednesday against the Kansas Jayhawks.
Won't that be interesting?
It'd be more interesting next year with Libby Fandel out of Xavier, who just signed last night. And congratulations to all of the high school athletes that signed their letters of intent all around the Eastern Iowa area yesterday, including Libby Fandel, who's going to be playing basketball for the Kansas Jayhawks.
Yeah, it's a special time for all those individuals. Our friend KJ Pilcher, his daughter, signing softball for Truman State. I know KJ is a proud papa, and he should be. You know, you put your name on the dotted line, and most times you're committing yourself for 4 or 5 years to a program or a city and whatnot. Not everybody, but it's a reward for hard work in high school and even before that. And congratulations to all those families.
319-366-1600 is the text line. That is the phone line as well. And I mentioned this is the time of year, unless you have these in-season early tournaments, not necessarily the Kenny Arnold Classic, but more like what Iowa State and the men's basketball team in a couple of weeks are going to be headed off to Maui. We'll talk about that with Kevin Lehman coming up in our Off the Glass segment in just a little bit. But you've got a lot of, as Dick Vitale calls them, you got a lot of cupcakes lined up at this particular time. And it was interesting, Gary Parrish, a good read at CBSSports.com today, talking about, are mismatches a problem in the sport of college basketball? And it got my, listen, Mark, it got my blood boiling a little bit due to the fact that, yeah, you need some of these games. We talked with, you know, Jim Nelson from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier on Tuesday, talking UNI athletics, that UNI has to play these games to supplement their athletic department, to try to get some money coming in, to try to help keep their sports teams relevant. We get that. But, again, this rears its ugly head that this whole basketball scheduling thing changed about 7 or 8 years ago when the NCAA tournament went to the quad system. And lo and behold, you don't get the Iowa State UNI Drake game. Sorry to bring that up. But you also, you don't get the mid-major, the decent to good mid-majors taking on D1s because they will not do it anymore because it does not help the D1s. Now they use as an excuse, oh, we have more conference games. And that is true. That is true. I get it. Sort of. You get two more conference games. I mean, you don't play everybody twice in your league, thankfully, because that would be in the Big Ten, 34 games. Doesn't work as far as the numbers and the schedule and the math is concerned. But my point is you can fix this problem, college basketball, and it's not only men's college basketball, but it's also women's college basketball, Mark. This problem can be fixed. It is chosen not to be fixed. Let's just put it that way, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. And, you know, this is not a new phenomenon. I think it's accelerated to some extent. You see some of these mismatches, and you referred to Parrish's story, and he was talking about two-time defending champion UConn taking on Lemoyne. Not Des Moines, Lemoyne. And it resulted in a 90-49 victory for UConn, not surprising. I referred on the women's side to USC's victory, 124-39 over CSUN. That's Cal State University Northridge, which apparently is in rebuilding mode as well. But obviously, there's no point in these matchups being contested other than everybody needs to ramp up to conference play. And some of these teams need a paycheck, plain and simple.
And I understand that. I understand that. But why not give somebody a chance? Like, I'm not going to say UNI, but, you know, maybe a Sun Belt school used to get those games. And now you don't get those games anymore. You talk about the fact that there are two to 3,000 people at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and it's not an only Iowa problem. Watching Illinois the other night, they didn't have a very good crowd either in their game, non-conference game the other night for Brad Underwood. But you're not going to get big crowds when you're playing, you know, directional state of Western Wyoming. And it's, you don't have to play eight of those. Why not play four or five of them and then get two or three decent games in there? It's going to help your attendance. It's going to help your basketball team. I mean, we can ask Kevin Lehman about this, but no one's going to change. We understand it's the way it is. The only way it's going to change is if the regulations to get into the NCAA tournament change. That's the only way it's going to change.
Yeah, I think you only see these games pretty much on neutral courts. For example, Drake's going to play Miami, but that's out in the Carolinas, I think, in about a week. You don't see Miami going to Drake. And why that is, maybe Kevin has a reason. I don't know, but I think that's what you're really zeroing in on more than anything else. And, yeah, I think everybody would love to see those games. I'd love to see Iowa playing Missouri. Maybe not this year with, Tony Perkins having to come back and face his former teammates. But you get the point. Those regional games of Power Four schools, would be very attractive and would help attendance. Look at the Iowa women's crowd last night compared to the men's crowd in a non-conference game. The similar situations, they're going to blow the other team out. But from an attendance standpoint, it's not good. And then you get to the UNIs and you get to the Drakes and can't attract anybody because nobody wants to play them. They're too good of a mid-major.
But they'll come and take all their players.
Yeah, they will.
319-366-1600. Couple of texts on the Iowa women. 6714 saying McCabe could be important. Best three-point option. I definitely agree. Definitely agree with that. And Stolke looked more mobile last night, expecting a huge year from Hannah, says 5284. And that would be help for the Iowa women. Man, I'm looking forward to Iowa State women. That is going to be a fun, fun game. Still a few weeks away, but that's going to be one that's is appointment listening, appointment viewing for that. And
yeah, I think the player on Iowa's team that looks different is Addie O'Grady. She seems leaner, stronger. A couple passes last night were terrific from the free throw line on back cuts and whatnot. Whether she can continue that remains to be seen, but she looks like a different player.
Jan Jensen, magic working again. Now, Jan, just because she's the head coach, did not give up the fact that she works with the interior players and the post players. That has not changed. Jan Jensen,
the
magic.
The post whisperer, right?
The post whisperer. And this happens to be the latest right there. 319-366-1600. With the Iowa State women in action tonight, we'll not be able to bring you Thursday night football, but it is a dandy, as it will be Philadelphia and Washington going at it. Did not think I would be saying that at the start of the year, but that is what we have, and it is going to be the start of a really, really good slate of games coming up this weekend in the National Football League. You've got the Ravens and the Steelers. They are going to get together on Sunday. I know that this doesn't look gaudy, Mark, but it's always fun when your Bears meet Spencer and Todd's Green Bay Packers. If it's not the best rivalry in football, it is one of the best rivalries in football.
It would help if one team was a little bit better.
Now, don't say that about the Packers. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Packer fans. I don't want to have hate texts coming in. Other games of significance. We've got Green Bay, Chicago, followed by Atlanta and Denver, which is also stacking up to be a pretty good ball game. Seattle, San Francisco. And then the Chiefs and the Bills with Buffalo trying at 8-2 to give the Chiefs their first loss of the year. Kansas City coming in at 9-0. And you know it is a great sports day when the lead story on CBS Sports. Did you see what it is right now, Mark?
Well, it changes quite frequently, but it's about Taylor Swift.
Yes, NFL played no role in helping Taylor Swift attend the Chiefs-Bills game. Apparently, there's all kinds of, the people that sit up night and thinking of these conspiracy theories have said now the NFL came out with the schedule so that it can coincide with the Eras Tour so that Taylor Swift could be in Buffalo or in the area to attend the Chiefs-Bills game. I mean, first of all, who cares? Andrew says, yeah, who cares? He's right with me. I mean, listen, Taylor's been a continent away and has found herself getting to the football game that day. So why are we even worried about this or somebody thinking about it or writing about it? I don't know.
I would tend to agree. I mean, but maybe it's a slow news day. It is. I'm looking at CBS Sports right now, top right corner. NFL played no role in helping Taylor Swift attend the Chiefs game. She's going to be just across the border, I think, finishing her tour the night before, so it's convenient. I mean, yeah.
It's called a coincidence.
It's not moving the needle for me to watch the game. I know that.
You're going to watch anyway. You're going to be so happy after that Bear-Packer game that you're just going to be getting ready to take in the Chiefs and the Bills.
If that happens, I promise not to gloat.
All right. 319-366-1600. So there you go. A little Taylor Swift for you. We're going to get some college basketball for you. That'll be coming up next as Coach Kevin Lehman will be joining us. And we will visit with him for the first time this year. Really looking forward to that. That'll be coming up here after Mark lets us know about an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids here. Right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot and their menu online at emilshideaway.com. What do we got?
Semifinal action in the state high school football playoffs continues today at the Unidome. Four games slated today. Class A action. One in the books. West Hancock defeated Madrid 50-35 in one semifinal. Right now, Tri-Center with a 42-14 lead in the fourth quarter over St. Ansgar. 5A semifinals coming up at or near the top of the hour. Tomorrow night, for the first time in 20 years, Mike Tyson will enter the ring. 20 years since his last professional fight, the 58-year-old will take on Jake Paul, 30 years his junior. Paul is the betting favorite. That's on Netflix tomorrow if you're so interested. The Tampa Bay Rays will play their 2025 home season at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa after the roof of the Tropicana stadium field was blown off during Hurricane Milton. Steinbrenner Field is the Yankees' spring training home and home to the Yankees' single-A team, capacity 11,000 people. And getting closer, Scott, sad news, Ellis Park Golf Course will close on Sunday for the winter. Gardner Golf Course closed last weekend. Twin Pines remains open, as do some other area courses, but as far as the public courses go, two out of the three will be closed as of Sunday.
Now, is that after Sunday or
That'd be after Sunday.
Okay, Sunday's the last day. All right. So, yeah, it's we got a lot of golf in this year. This has been a terrific season, played in late February and played in through November. So that's we're ahead of the game right there. And before people weigh in, it is the 4A's tonight instead of the 5A's, as you said, Mark. But I think you meant 4A's, but you said 5A's. So
I can't keep track of all the classes, all the different sports, boys, girls. Yeah, it's the big class. It's the big class.
Well, that's tomorrow. The second big class is tonight. Tonight would is...
I'm sorry, is four. I looked at the schedule wrong. 4A. Tomorrow is 1A and 5A.
Yes.
You are correct.
And then 2A and 3A, including Mount Vernon, on Saturday night. Liberty on Friday night, by the way, as the Lightning in the Final Four for the first time in school history. Congratulations to them. We will step aside, take a break, come back, and the coach, Kevin Lehman, will join us for our first Off the Glass segment of the year. And you'll want to stick around for that right here on 1600 ESPN. And before we get to a break here, I want to let you know it is time for another chance at a year-end bonus with our year-end bonus contest from 1600 ESPN. We know that little extra cash this time of the year will go a long, long way, and that's why we're going to give one local winner $500 to help with bills, buy presents, etc., etc. Use it however you see fit. Today's winning word is Merry. That is Merry, as in Merry Christmas, or I don't know. Merry Christmas. M-E-R-R-Y. That is the winning word today. Enter that word right now at kgymradio.com for a chance to win $500. And when you do that, you also put yourself into the national drawing for a $15,000 grand prize. Again, enter the word Merry at kgymradio.com for a chance at the year-end bonus contest from 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we are going to have clouds around for the rest of the day. Temperatures will be held to around 50 degrees. As we head into tonight, there will be some clearing and temperatures will drop down into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, with more sunshine, we'll climb to a high in the mid-50s. And then we'll be back in the upper 50s on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds. More clouds will be in place on Sunday and we'll have rain moving in Monday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Along with the crunch of leaves underfoot and the scent of smoke wisping from chimneys, fall brings with it a sense of tradition, the comforting feel of your big, cozy sweater, with a rich fragrance of secret recipe treats trailing from the oven. These are the things you can count on year after year. That's what fall means to the Dickens family. Since the 1940s, they've run Hertin and Stocker as a family business true to the classic fine jewelry store. Though it may be surprising, they still offer a layaway program. Just put down some money and pay each month until you're ready to take your piece home. Of course, it's interest-free. That's tradition, too. During fall, as you enjoy crisp apples, warm candles, and begin your holiday shopping, stop and see what's shining in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers' markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Are you an outside salesperson stuck in a job taking you nowhere? Do you know you could be doing better if given the right opportunity? Hi, this is Jim Lobato, General Sales Manager for 1600 ESPN. We're looking for the right person to join our sales team. If you're a President's Club caliber salesperson with a track record of success, our fun, fast-paced, creative environment might be a perfect fit for you. Use your talents where there's no cap on your income or limits on your success. Isn't it time you started getting paid what you're worth?
Call 1600 ESPN or email jim@kzia.com. Equal opportunity employer.
I'm Chris Shooter Lehman. The nickname has followed me from my college basketball days. Lifelong Iowa City resident and the youngest of nine, I've been involved in real estate for the past 25 years. I have extensive experience in both residential and income investment property. That gives me a definite edge in guiding you through today's changing market. I will guide you through the process and you can make informed decisions.
Chris Shooter Lehman with Edge Realty Group. Email shooter at edge-realtygroup.com.
3:35 back with you, Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here on 1600 ESPN. And we're proud to say the first edition of Off the Glass. And once again, brought to you, as you just heard, by Chris Shooter Lehman with Edge Realty Group in Iowa City. As we get ready to talk college basketball from now through, the first part of April, more than likely, and hopefully with some local representation around to talk about as we get into March Madness or so. But first, Chris wanted us to say this to you, Kevin. He's going to pass the ball to you because I knew that would get a rise out of you because you claim that Chris never threw the basketball to you.
Well, hence he's got the nickname Shooter. And that's a pretty nice commercial. I got a big thanks out to Shooter for sponsoring our segment. But, yeah, he wasn't we didn't call him Maker. We just called him Shooter.
Well, it was good to have him as our sponsor for 30 seconds.
Well, and I got to tell Mark this, too. I got a shot to win at the Lehman Christmas knockout because my niece who played at Cal, Jenna, is delivering a baby. She's due to have her first baby about mid-December. So we know she's the best shooter, Mark, as you said, in the Lehman family. So it's wide open this December.
Congratulations to her. That makes us feel really old, by the way.
Yeah, I'm kidding. About me, wow.
Oh, man. Well, we are off and running with hoops. And, you know, like we were talking about a little bit earlier on, the cupcakes are lining up for most people right now. Other than you get a few, the Champions Classic, you had Baylor Gonzaga to start things off. You had Carolina the other day. A couple of good games. Other than that, you got the games you should win and butter up that resume right now. That goes for Iowa and Iowa State. Hawkeyes the other night, a good win over South Dakota. Not a great South Dakota team, but a decent Summit League team anyway. But I think more people were talking after the game about Seydou Traore as well as Drew Thelwell, among others. We knew what Peyton Sanford brought to Iowa, but I think it's the two transfers that people were really liking.
Well, I think you're exactly right about that, Scott. And I watched them practice in September, and Drew Thelwell did not really catch my attention. But he was really good, I thought, Tuesday night. He can guard the ball, I mean, on the ball defense, and he has a great ability to move the basketball. You know, over 6 assists a game at Morehead State. You can see how he can do that. Great vision. Got a little bit of size to him. And he can make threes if he wants to. But he's not concerned about making shots. He's trying to set up his teammates. I think that's a great addition. And the same thing with Traore. He can guard 1 through 4, and that's a great benefit to have. And it looks like he's a defensive stopper, too. Matt Gaetans told me this back in September. He goes, our practices are so much better because what Thelwell and Traore brought to practice, their ability to really emphasize defense. So hopefully we'll see a little better defensive team out of the Hawks this season.
You and I both, after the game on Tuesday night, texted one another with the same question. Traore is the best athlete since to come to Iowa. Yeah. And we both came up with the same answer. Now Tyler Smith was only here, I think, a year in Iowa City before he transferred out and went to Tennessee. But this guy's got a lot of Tyler Smith in him.
Yeah, I actually had Tyler Smith in prime time on my team. Yeah, he was a big-time athlete and could really play. And that's a thing about also a – Traore is, when I saw his stats at Manhattan, he almost averaged 9.5, almost 10 rebounds a game, and that translates to any level. Because those guys just go find the basketball. And, you know, he's got the ability to pass it too, But I think the defense, and I'm not sure if that three ball, you know, he made a three, if that is going to be consistent or not. But if he can develop a shot from the perimeter, that's going to be really, really beneficial to the Hawks. I thought overall that ball stuck a little bit with that Iowa team. It didn't have the great ball movement, which is sometimes typical of a motion team early in the season, that they get a little too much dribbling and not a side-to-side ball movement. I think that will correct itself.
Kevin, see what you think about this. In my mind, I think the X factor on this team is Josh Dix. You have Sanford. You know, we know all about him. Freeman, you hope to have a good year in the middle. You got the other guys. I think Josh Dix is the X factor on this team. What do you think?
Well, if you think, look at the last 2 months of last season, he was playing as good as anyone in the Big Ten, not only for Iowa, but in the Big Ten. I'm kind of with you on that, Mark. I think this guy is sensational, and what a find. He came off that broken leg. He's just gotten better and better. Remember the experiment? Was that a year ago at Iowa State where they tried to play a point guard?
Yes.
It was a disaster. He kind of recovered from that, got his confidence back, and he's been tremendous ever since. Big-time scorer, and he can score with a limited amount of shots, which I think is huge. And I don't know if you have to run a lot of plays for him. He's going to find ways to score the basketball. It's always a luxury to have those guys, like my brother Shooter was, that can generate points without having to run plays for him.
Dix with a very good night the other night. Iowa now goes to Moline. It's going to be, an Iowa, pro-Iowa crowd. We know that. Owen Freeman, if he's available to play, coming off the sickness, he missed the game on Tuesday. They take on Washington State on Friday, the first non-cupcake for the Hawks. The Cougars were an NCAA team last year, but they lost their coach. They lost, I believe, their top five or six players off that team to the transfer portal. We don't know what it's going to be like for Washington State and in their first year in the West Coast Conference.
Well, they've got a new coach, David Riley, from Eastern Washington. So it's now Eastern Washington West because four of his top five scorers he brought with him from Eastern Washington. So, and they've got some size, too. This will be a good test for Iowa. I think we'll know a little bit more about this team after that game because, it's been a cupcake schedule, as you said here. So far during the season. But this is a team that's probably a little older. They got some size. They've got guys that played together before. Really good challenge for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Let's hope that they're completely healthy for that game and that they've got Owen Freeman back. It was hard to get a gauge of this Iowa team Tuesday because Freeman wasn't in there. I mean, how much strength do they have to score inside? Evan Brown's got a lot of minutes. We got a little Roddy Mulvey sighting. Played pretty well, I thought. Seeing Owen Freeman in there, that'll be a really good test for Iowa coming up here Friday night.
Yeah, rebounding is going to be, a problem for Iowa, especially when they get into the conference season. And that's not a knock on Freeman. It's just that I don't think this is going to be a great rebounding team.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure them out. I'm watching Iowa, and here's my thought, Tuesday night. I said, okay, what they do is they put offensive spurts on you. They're going to play with you for a while. They're, like a cat play with a mouse on some of these lower-level teams. Then they'll run off 8-10 points, and before you know it, you're down big. And Iowa State, they do the opposite. They put it on you defensively when they make stop after stop after stop, and now all of a sudden they've got a double-digit lead. I'm a little bit ahead of myself because those two match up, it's going to be the two different styles of play. But this is an Iowa team that can really score, typical Fran team, difficult to guard, can spread you out. But can they defend in the block? Can they play in a half-court game? That's been the issue here of last season. I got able to make stops in those last 2 minutes of a game when you get in the Big Ten play.
Yeah, this Washington State team, two guards lead the way in scoring, but they can go 6'10", 6'11", across the front line. And I think, interestingly, they've got players from five different countries besides the United States, Kevin.
Well, also, Mark, look at those guys that are 6'10", 6'11". They shoot threes.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Price is 6-12 from distance at 6'10", and Dane Extrup he's 8-23. So that's going to spread out this Iowa defense. Again, on the ball defense, I thought it was a bit of a problem, except for the two guys we talked about, Traore and Thelwa. I thought did a good job on the ball D. So that's another area that Iowa's will be challenged in here on Friday night.
Iowa State, not until next Monday, their next ball game against IU Indy, the former Ooey Pooey, by the way. They're under a new name. Then things ratchet up pretty good. They go to Maui for a loaded Maui Invitational, opening up against Auburn. We'll get to that in a moment. But so far, 2-0, and it's been typical Iowa State. They're only giving up 50 points a game. Granted, Mississippi Valley State, just about the worst team in D1 basketball. Kansas City's okay. The Kangaroos beat them 82-56. And so far, it's been what we thought it would be for Iowa State.
Well, I heard you guys talk about scheduling earlier here in the show, and T.J. Osselberger's taken a page out of the Greg McDermott schedule book. That's how he learned to schedule. You play a bunch of cupcakes, and you get some neutral court games against some tough ones. And this Maui is loaded, guys. You mentioned they're going to start off with Auburn. The other side of that bracket's Dayton and North Carolina. The upper bracket has got UConn in it, along with Michigan State, Colorado, and Memphis. So really challenged in. They're going to come back with Marquette at home. And then, of course, the matchup with the Hawks coming up. So it looks a little soft right now, but there's some tough games in there for the Iowa State Cyclones.
A lot of ways for Iowa State to score. Momcilovic seems to be kind of transformed his body and is off to a pretty good start.
I tell you what, Mark, I saw those guys down at Big 12 Media Day at the T-Mobile Center. Keyshawn Gilbert, Curtis Jones, those guys are all big, strong, physical guys. And they had a nice article on TJ's recruiting philosophy. They called it Moneyball. And the type of guys he looks for, he wants big, strong guards, and that's why they play so physical in the Big 12. And I think this became very apparent down there at Big 12 Media Days with the new coaches that came in the league, Arizona State, Colorado, Utah. They all talked about the physicality of the Big 12. And remember, guys, 10 years ago, it was the Big 10 that was a physical league. Now it's the Big 12 that plays physical. So they've got big, strong guards. And those dudes they brought inside for Iowa State, DeSean Jackson, Joshua Jefferson, Chatfield, those guys are men. I mean, they're 250, 260, 270. Big, huge bodies. It's going to be, you know, a heavyweight boxing match, and you try to score in the paint against the Cyclones.
It is. And they've got one of the best in the country. They're going to go at head-to-head when they get to Maui with big number four for Auburn. And then not to mention Tahad Pettiford, one of the best freshmen in the country at a guard. So you got Lipsy matching up probably with him and the Iowa State's bigs, who I think have got good potential. We don't, I think, know how good they're going to be yet, but they're going to find out real quick going up against one of the best bigs. A lot of people, Abraham is one of the top forwards in the country.
Oh, no question. And there's some people that think Auburn may be one of the best teams in the country also. How about the impressive win? Did they go win at Houston the other day, or was that a neutral court?
Well, it was at the Rockets' place. It was in Houston, but it wasn't at Houston.
That's still an impressive win for Auburn, especially when you have to turn your plane around and bring your couple players, drop a couple players off with a parachute, and then fly back in and play the game. That's quite a story in college basketball right there. But, this take no prisoners with Iowa State. They got cupcakes, and then they flip it, and they're playing one of the most difficult schedules. But, you know, their net ranking, even though this scheduling model that they use with a lot of top cupcakes, I think they were top 10 in net all last season, even with that type of schedule.
Yeah, Michael Oss, who holds a vote in the AP poll, I think he gave Auburn one of only two first-place votes. So take that for what it's worth. Before we get to you and I and Drake, I watched Kansas and North Carolina. I watched Kansas and Michigan State, and tremendously impressed by Kansas, especially in the North Carolina game. Kansas and Michigan State didn't shoot it very well, set the game back a little bit for a half to three quarters, and it is early. But the components on this Kansas team, really impressive. But they got to go through the Big 12, too.
Yeah, that was another thing that came out of Big 12 meetings. you could lose three games in a row in this league, and you just got to be who can recover and quickest from it, because that league is so talented, especially at the top and probably at the bottom too. When you look at, it's interesting to see the preseason polls of those new squads coming in: Arizona State, Utah, Colorado picked at the bottom. Arizona, obviously, a team that's in the top 10 now. But Bill Self, remember last year, Mark, they ran out of bodies and they couldn't shoot the ball. He got in the transfer portal and he got himself some dudes. He's got depth. Hunter Dickinson, as you said, probably in year number 12 now, is still playing. They got the guys inside. This is going to be a really talented Kansas team, and still number one in the polls, even though it's only the second week of college basketball.
Yeah, 0818 on the text line. Will the Auburn plane have to turn around on the way to Hawaii? Bruce
wouldn't
Pearl
like
hopes not.
Would you like to have been a fly in that plane or see what happened to that deal? But you know what? We know Bruce Pearl from his days here in Iowa. I've known him a long time. And he's at Southern Indiana. We used to recruit some of the same guys on his Omaha. He had a little different window for Division II guys. And what a character. He kind of thrives with his players living on the edge like that. And they play with great emotion, and he's an emotional guy. So that story, really, if you know Bruce, doesn't surprise you that much.
How about you and I? Ran into a good Cal Irvine team over the weekend. But before that, one really good win that the Panthers had against Milwaukee, who's a lot of people have picked to win the Horizon.
Well, I tell you what, you talk about scheduling. Ben Jacobs has done this. He's picking teams that are top in their leagues. Irvine's picked to win that league. That is keep your eye on this Irvine Anteater team. They are really good. They're an inside guy with 7-1. I tell you, 10, 20 years ago in the NBA, before it switched to three-point shooting, this guy would be drafted probably late first round. He's that good. Really talented. From Germany. That Irvine team had speed, they had size inside. It was a buzzsaw for you and I. They did not know how to handle them, especially after a really nice win against you, a Milwaukee team that also picked to win their league, that Horizon League. So Ben's taken on some really good, strong schedule. They renew their series with Wichita State. That's where they're at tonight, playing the Shockers. Shockers will come back to McLeod Center next year. So that's the scheduling model that the mid-majors are starting to take now, is trying to get that net up there. I'm afraid of this, guys. I'm not sure if the Valley can ever be a multi-bid league again because of the way this thing has been restructured.
What do you see out of Drake? Obviously a new team. Tucker DeVries off to West Virginia and off to a good start there. Drake off to a 2-0 start, has Florida Gulf Coast on the weekend, and then gets some Miami. So what do you make of this Drake team?
I really like them, Mark. They don't wow you with athletic ability. They got a big kid inside, transferred from Colorado State. He brought with him four players from Northwest Missouri State that won national championships. Three of them are grad students, so they're fifth-year guys. They're 22, 23 years old. That's the way they play. You can't speed them up. They're going to do what they want to do. They understand the concepts because they played for Coach McCollum at Northwest Missouri State. It's a team that's going to surprise some people. You probably don't want to play the Drake Bulldogs. And they beat a pretty good Stephen F. Austin team at home. Their schedule gets a little more difficult as it comes in. Miami on a neutral court. And somehow they're able to pick up a game against Kansas State in T-Mobile Center. They told me they got it off an email, which surprised me. Kansas State's sent out emails. They always play one game, the Wildcats do, in a neutral court in Kansas City at the T-Mobile for their fan base. Last year, I had their Wichita State game there against Kansas State. Drake's going to play there this year. So they've done a good job of scheduling for the Bulldogs. And Northern Iowa, I think, is spending more money to buy games too. So you're going to see both these teams try to improve their nets through the way they schedule.
Kevin, appreciate it. Thanks to you. Thanks to Chris. And look forward to all kinds of college hoops talk on Thursdays this year. It's going to be a great season.
Yeah, we have to get a shout out to Chris's daughter. Sydney got married last Friday, Sydney and Taylor. So congratulations to that new couple. I'm surprised you got money out of Chris Shooter Lehman to sponsor this because I know he spent a lot on that wedding.
It's great to have sons. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Take a quick break. Come back. Bowling Night in America when we return.
Everybody's buzzing about Quickstar's possibly pilfered potatoes. We have them priced so low, some say they're illegal. Swipe potato fries? Potatoes ill-gotten? Stash browns? Come on. These are not hot potatoes. But it is a quick hot savings. You might say it's a steal. No, don't say that. 99 cents for a 5-pound bag. 5 pounds of potatoes under a dollar? What a heist. A perfect score for those large meal gatherings. Quickstar, we got your taters covered.
Max Bankman, I'm the new doctor.
Welcome aboard the Odyssey.
ABC Thursdays.
This ship is heaven. We're tending to our passengers' dreams. I'm in.
From 911 executive producer Ryan Murphy comes a splashy new drama on a luxury cruise ship with Joshua Jackson and Don Johnson.
It's your job to keep everyone alive.
She's in VFib. 1, 2, 3. Clear.
I have a pulse.
You're going to be okay.
Dr. Odyssey, Thursdays, 9, 8 Central on ABC and stream on Hulu.
This college football moment is brought to you by ServPro.
In 2021, LSU finished with a disappointing 6-7 record. Luckily for them, a new head coach in Chip Kelly and a quarterback from Arizona State, Jaden Daniels, arrived in Baton Rouge. They lead LSU to the 2022 SEC Championship game and defeated Purdue in the Citrus Bowl to finish 10-4. Kelly and Daniels made that 2021 season like it never even happened.
ServPro, like it never even happened.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
And it is time for a Bowling Night in America wrap-up brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street, Southwest in Cedar Rapids. They are the home of Bowling Night in America and a successful one for the Rusty Nails last night.
The surging Rusty Nails winning 24-6 last night. Moved into seventh place in the 14-team Evergreen League and well within reach of the top five. As Scott Unash woke from his slumber.
Had to someday.
Nice 655 for old Scott.
There you go. And they did not give us their best night, buzzing the boys last night. But those nights happen, man. Those nights happen. Some good scores last night.
Yep, Dan Snyder came within an eyelash of a perfect game. He had 299 for a high game in the league. John Walton with the high series at 763.
There you go. And we'll try it again next week. We'll be back on the lanes on Wednesday. If you want to inquire about open bowling or stop on by the pro shop, tell them how you can do that, Mark.
You got it. The phone number is 362-0136. The website, maycitybowlcr.com.
All right. Iowa State women's basketball coming up right after Spencer on Sports. He is next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We'll be back with you with the pick six coming up tomorrow. Have a good night, Mark.
We'll do it. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN.
Harry Douglas here. Say goodbye to bulky, clunky shavers that clutter your bathroom. Not only do